Marty Richards is back to talk a little bit about what's going on in the Pine River. So what's up? The water not right now, right?
Well, no, it's really dry out there. Yes. I don't know what happened, but I got my lawn mowing service mowing my lawn, and it's the point where it's just mowing the weeds that grew.
Right.
But so that tells us, the soil's pretty dry at this point. What does that have to do with kayaking? Well, that means that the pine level is fine. It's really in good shape. As far as the water level, keep an eye out, though, because what we have forecasted, and, earlier in the week it was, we're going to have 3 days of rain, it's going to be tough. Well, that's dodging us. It looks like starting tonight, Thursday night, we'll get some rain, but there's, the Friday we're looking at rain. But the experts and how much rain we're going to get is really varied. It's that system seems like it keeps kind of drying up. Our air is still dry as we record this, on Thursday in the morning. It's really not, I don't know that we're going to get that much moisture. So what I would tell folks, keep an eye out. 1 inch of rain can make a difference on the pine, but it is dry. So if it doesn't come fast, it'll probably soak right in. So I would just say, after this system comes through, just kind of check what are the water levels, what is the speed, that's kind of the concern, and kind of use common sense. Of course, if you really aren't sure and you just want to check, is it safe, you can always call 13 Pines RC, the kayak outfitter, 608-608-0932, and they'll give you a little guidance, should you be out there or not, and they'll rent you a kayak if you need it, and the whole service, or ferry you back and forth. So just kind of keep an eye on it. If we don't get a heavy part of that system, which we may not, it looks like it keeps kind of stopping at the Mississippi River in the forecast, it may be good to go. Once it's done raining and the sun comes out, it might be an awesome day on the water, on the pine. And I would say, kind of the sections you can travel haven't really changed. So Rock Bridge, if you get in the Rock Bridge landing to County SR, that's open, should be very enjoyable. There was one tree that's, with low water, you're going to have to work your way over it right out of Rock Bridge. But it's passable for most all people. And then at SR, County SR, County Road SR, for those who wonder, what the heck is SR? And I got to remember, not everybody understands my language. County SR to Bowens Mill Landing still needs cleaning. There's been work done. It's getting better. But we're going to discourage folks from doing that section. That is really, it's got a couple of places where it's hard to portage, so really getting around the blockage is hard, and there is a blockage we still need to take care of there. But then Bowens Mill to Mill Pond Park, that's pretty much clear right now. I've talked about there is a big tree at North Park, rather you can go all the way to Old Mill Pond Park, but there is a tree at North Park that with low water you can get under. Now if we get a little bit of rain and the water level goes up, you may have to portage around that. But overall, things, are really in good shape right now. We're just got to pay attention as this storm comes through.
Indeed. So what have you heard so far from the people that have been on the river, getting good reviews?
Yeah, we've actually, on our social media content, we had quite a few people chipping in. We'd talked about the work Derek Warner and others are doing. Mark Thomas helped him out. They were really appreciative, and we were getting word from folks that have been down the river that really, in those sections we've talked about, very enjoyable, really leisurely, getting, nice scenic views. Our next project to kind of help people out that we're working on, that's in the list of things I need to do, we need to get the duck houses out there. And that'll give some folks some wildlife and things to see as well. But we'd mentioned before the Ithaca Technical Education Program, led by James Nee, and a couple of students, Spencer Nelson and Wes Brown, built like 20 or 18, I think it's 18 duck houses that we can put out. And then we also have an effort to start putting some mileage markers with those. So if people need assistance, or if you're just trying to judge where you're at in that section, you'll be able to, figure it out. Oh, okay, we're at mile 17. We just got another mile to go to get to the next landing. Or if, you know, heaven forbid, we have a situation where they need assistance, they can kind of tell people where they're at.
All right. And we want to thank our sponsor, the Branding Iron. You do karaoke there? Or?
I do not do karaoke there, Phil.
Okay, so people are safe.
They do have, I believe it's the last Sunday every month, they have open mic night, though, at the Branding Iron. And really, there's some top talent you tend to hear there, not to mention their own, you know, their own hamburger from their farm. They actually raise their own steers that they get their hamburger, so it's farm fresh right close by. So really good menu at the Branding Iron. Not to mention, like I said, last Sunday of each month, they are doing open mic nights too.
Thanks to them. Thank you, Marty.
And my comb is out of tune, so I can't even show up for open mic night to play the comb.
It's
so
hard to find a good comb tuner, isn't it?
They're hard. They you know, I looked in Yellow Pages and none. There aren't any.
Huh.
So if anybody knows of a good comb tuner, then I'd appreciate the help on that.
Contact us immediately.
Yes.
That's it for the Pine River Report today.